And so as we continue on, at least this last talk of the theme of the month, which is being present, I want to share with you that with my last talk, surrender, I had a little bit of pushback. And I think we all know why I had some pushback, because surrender really is a difficult situation to go through, isn't it? And I want to tell you that surrender is not as scary as we think it is. Actually, even though I won't fully go there in saying that surrender is fully synonymous with being present, I will tell you that the pure, fearless act of releasing and letting go is the only way to be in the present moment. I want to share with you, I think most of you who know me know that my favorite Sufi is Hafiz. Yes. And so he has a poem or prose called Tripping Over Joy. I'd like to start there. What is the difference between your experience of existence and that of a saint? Well, the saint knows that the spiritual path is a sublime chess game with God, and that the beloved, that being God, has just made such a fantastic move that the saint now is continually tripping over joy and bursting out in laughter and saying, "I surrender, I surrender." Whereas, my dears, I'm afraid you still think you have 1,000 serious moves. And I want you to digest that a little bit. And I think that's true for most of us, yes? That instead of saying, "God, you've got this, and I'm seen and open to this path, and I surrender to your good," we all go, "But wait, 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 wait. I think I intuited, I discerned that I have all these serious moves that I need to do, and I need to do all this and all that, and then we'll be good, won't we, you and me and God and what's inside of us," yes? I share with you the Eckhart Tolle quote again, because I like it. Always, always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane than to create inner resistance to what already is? How many of us can identify with being insane, with trying to make something different than what already is? What could be more insane than to oppose life itself, which is now and always? Now, surrender to what is. And if I can interject in this quote, surrender, when we surrender to what is, we're surrendering to what is God. Right now, in this present moment, what is true, what is only true. Say yes, it continues on, to life and see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. Can I read that one again? And see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. And so I will go back to the unity part of surrender, releasing and letting go. We always here in unity talk about, I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life, don't we? And my heart is open wide because I'm only into God. And I think we love to sing that. Oh. Jerry is working through me right now. Do we actualize it? I would say most of the time, we really don't, because once we walk out of the doors and after singing that song, and after we sang the song after church, and we're like, ooh, doo, 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 we get into the real world and we forget. It's so easy for us to forget. And it's all right. We all forget. I forget sometimes. But surrendering, really surrendering, and how it is almost synonymous with being in the present moment is that once you do that, you find that you're not worried about the future, you're not worried about the past, you're just focused in right here, being present. That's a double meaning, being present and being a present. You can think of it that way. That once you are in alignment, right here, right now, being present in this moment, you will be a present for everyone else. You see what I'm saying, what I'm hearing? Can you hear what I'm saying? Because once you're focused on right now, listening, discerning truly what God is saying and knowing that God's will of good is all that there is, then you show up in a different way. No matter what's going on in your world, no matter what heartbreaks, what grief, no matter what pain, no matter what anger that you're feeling, no matter what you are feeling, you will realize that there is only God and that life is happening right here, right now. And if whatever you're feeling emotionally, that if you're listening to God and being present, then you'll realize that all those internal battles will dissipate. I think you right now, we can live in this present moment. And I've told you these stories a zillion times because they were painful for me, so I love to share my pain. My training as a Buddhist monk and my own training of being here right now and walking around a lake in Kansas City Park with my teacher, fully robed up, and him walking patiently going, "My dear, how is life?" And me going, "Blah, blah, 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 and I can't believe blah, 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 and this and blah, 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 and I think that, you know what, they did this before, so I know they're going to do it again, so blah, 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 blah." And you would just look and go, "Is that really what happened? Well, didn't I just tell you that happened?" "No, my dearest, you didn't. You said that you think that blah, blah, blah is going to happen because they've done blah, blah, blah before. So they're going to do blah, blah, blah again." "My dear, I'm asking you, has that happened?" He didn't give me the answer. He would just kind of throw his line and reel me in. "Oh, thank you. I've missed you, Kathleen. Oh, it's correct." See, in those times in my training, and this is for all of us, I was not in the present moment. I was in my emotions. I was in my thoughts. I was in this. And I was what is known as being in at least two of the noble truths. In Buddhism, there's a lot of Buddhism. You know, people go, "Are you this kind of Buddhism?" I'm saying Zen. People don't realize that there's a plethora of type of Buddhisms, just like there's a plethora of types of Christianity. Very similar. And just like Christianity, the common denominator there is that we all believe in Jesus. The common denominator in Buddhism are the Four Noble Truths. Now, how you get to those can differ a little bit, depending on the culture of Buddhism and the type of Buddhism. Two of the Noble Truths are, the first one, all existence is dukkha. That's a Sanskrit word, which basically means, has actually various translations. It can mean suffering. Dukkha can mean anguish, pain. But in my tradition, at least with my lineage, we talk about unsatisfactoriness. Life is just not satisfactory. And when life isn't satisfactory for you, it isn't good, is it? The only way I can remember, and I've said this joke 1,000 times because my teacher still uses it against me, is the only way I can remember the word dukkha is because life feels like dookie. I went back into my childhood, but you know, if it works, because life feels like it's treating you like doo-doo, right? I can use another word, but I won't use that here in the sanctuary on the stage. But I'm sure you thought it. And so why are we into this? Why was I blah, 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 blah? The second noble truth is that dukkha is caused by craving or wanting, desiring. And so while did you hear what I was saying when I was going my blog? I know I didn't make that much sense, but I said, you know, they're going to do this because they did that. Did you hear me go in the past and try to be in the future? Never in the present moment? Because I was going back trying to hold on to some sort of history, making sense of some history that is not there, which is always going to drive you crazy, and trying to catapult yourself into the future, into a reality that isn't even present yet, thinking that we're going to know what's going to happen, which is always going to drive us crazy. So here we are, in the middle, holding on to the past and trying to bring the future together, never being fully here, right now, in the present. And until we surrender what is going on, release and let it go, then we're always going to be in dookie. We're always going to feel the pain and the sorrow of the dukkha that is there. And I make joke of it because, you know, pain and suffering, we're all going through something right now. So why not lighten it up? Because really, in reality, we're placing ourselves there. We don't have to be there if we could just release and let it go. But how do we do that? So this talk is really about how do I release and how do I let it go? So if you have trouble in releasing and letting go. Are you guys sitting down? Yeah, you are. I say to you, face your fears head on. That is the first stage of releasing and letting go. Whatever is going on with you, face it directly. And you're like, Reverend Crystal, that's why I stay in the past and stay in the future, because I don't want to face it. That's why we always do. But you know, once we really face it, we can see it for really what it is. And usually what we're fearful of really doesn't have the power that we think that we do. But because we try to escape it, we try to put it in the closet, put it in the corner, we try to put it under the bed, we try to do anything to distract ourselves from it, we make it stronger than what it is. But as soon as we surrender to it, and go, you know what? And do it first. Not to the point where we're like, oh my God, I'm just tired. I just surrender because I can't do it anymore. I'm saying before you get to that point, look at what is bubbling up as quickly as you can. And just face it. I was having a conversation with a friend, and we have very mutual paths. And they were going on and on about a fear that they were talking about. And I just kind of repeated the fear. Two reasons. To hear what they, so that they heard what they were continually saying. And also just to get it out there. And their immediate reaction was, oh my God, what kind of minister monk are you to say that? And my response was, the beauty of grace is that even though our thoughts and our words manifest, there's a magic of the manifestation of word that once whatever we're thinking about comes up in word, we can see it. We've heard it all of a sudden. While it's wrangling in our mind and we have the hamster wheel going on, we kind of hear it, but we don't absorb it. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, we can go, yeah, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking this. But until it comes out of our mouth and you go, did I just say that? Am I really thinking that? And so that manifestation of the word happens, sometimes we just don't get it. And it's not going to manifest in the life. Actually, this is a wonderful manifestation when it happens in the word. Because all of a sudden, there's a slight reality to it. And we have a capability, once we say, you know what? I have fear behind this. This is freaking me out. And we go, what? It's freaking you out. That's the first thing. Once you say it, go, what is this? Buddhist training, number one. What is this? So you've said this. You're looking at your words or listening to your words, and you're realizing all of a sudden, because you've just spoken this word, I have this in me. What is this? Is this real? Or is this a figment of my imagination? Is this an illusion? Is this me trying to stay in the past? Or is this me trying to make sure that this happens in the future? Is this my present reality? What is this? that I have just spoken, that I'm feeling inside of me. Also, a great thing about getting it out is that it's out of your body. I mean, we're not even present in our minds and in our bodies that once we've spoken it, we don't see how it's freeing. All of a sudden, we get scared and we want to put it back in. Have you ever done that? Oops, let me put the words back in our mouth. You know that? No, we don't want it. It's out. It's out. No fears. It's not going to create more in your reality because you don't want it to. Here's your time to release it. Let it go. See, this isn't what I want my reality. Pull it out some more. Pull it from your heart. Pull it from your creative center. Pull it out of your body and say, I do not want you. Thank you for the lesson that you have taught me right now, and I'm changing it up. Surrender it. Release it. Think about something that you have been holding in. And you don't have to do it right now, but when you go into your car, say the thing that you've been holding in you. And then feel what you're feeling in your body. At first, you're going to be kind of shocked. Oh, my God, I said that. But then there's going to be a secondary feeling like, I kind of have a peace because it's out of me. Breathe into that. Yeah. Okay, so what is this? You see how it works? You don't have to be scared of it. All right, so what is this that I just said? What is this that has been rattling in my head? Is this fiction? Is this what's happening right here, right now? If it isn't happening right here, right now, release it. If it's something that is actually happening, my car is burning up right here, right now, that's a reality. Don't no deny that. But once you come into a peace, oh my God, okay, all of a sudden, things come into you. You can hear the guidance of God. You can safely pull out your phone, call 911. You can get people out of the way. When you're in the present moment, everything happens smoothly, effectively. If you're in a dangerous situation, your mind is present so you can figure things out. It doesn't have to be in a dangerous situation. It could be in a situation at work that is difficult. It could be in any situation in life. Good or not so good. First thing, what is this? Okay, so I'm debating. I'm looking at this going, there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful quote from Debbie Ford that I would love to tell you, but it's really long. Know that if you're on our Facebook account, I posted it this morning, and I'll give you a little bit of it. Surrender is the ultimate sign of strength, the foundation of a spiritual life. Surrendering affirms that we are no longer willing to live in pain. It expresses a deep desire to transcend our struggles and transform our negative emotions. Commands a life beyond our ego, beyond the part of ourselves that is continually reminding us that we are separate, different, and alone. Surrendering also allows us to return to our true nature and move effortlessly through the cosmic dance called life. It's a powerful statement that proclaims the perfect order of the universe. And that was just that much. There's more of it. Please go to Facebook to read the rest of it. Know that in surrender as you're doing what is this, you are surrendering your will. How do you surrender your will? How do you let go? Second, have faith in God's good. Have faith for God's good for you. Yes, the general God is good. We sing it all the time. And God's want for me is greatness. There has to be a strong faith, founded in faith that once you look at what this is, know that, you know, God doesn't want me. God, you know, the Bible translates in many ways that God is testing you. God is putting you, smiting you. God is putting you through the locust things. And metaphysically, we translate that isn't the God of our creation. That is the small God up in here that creates the pain in our lives. It creates the locus of our thoughts. God's want only is for the good of its children. And all of us in all of this is its child. Yes, I said child. We're all one together in this. Second thing is know God's good. Have faith in that no matter where you're at. What is this? This isn't God's will. God's will is good. How do I get to knowing God's will? Breathe, pray. 3 and 4, pray. 4, sit and meditate. I go that too. Pray is a communication with God. Knowing God's good and giving it to God, surrendering to God. God, I don't know what's going on in my life, and I've used this myself. This is me talking. You can use it however you want to. God, I don't understand this. I know this is not your will. I need assistance. I'm open and receptive. I'm pushing aside all my fears, all my concerns. Guide me. Work through me. Use me. That is a prayer. We don't have to get on our knees. Oh, Father, I'm a lowly child. I mean, just like I think most of us were taught, that doesn't have to be the prayer. Prayer is a communication. That's why in Unity, you will hear that every conversation you have is a prayer. It is the spoken word, it's the communication. So all you have to do is just release and let go, surrender your thoughts, your fears, everything to God. God can handle it. God can handle everything. There's a misnomer that the world is burning, so God has more important things to do, so I'm not going to burden God. There is no way that you can burden God, because God is infinite. Once we start thinking that my little thoughts, my little things aren't important, then we have limited God. But God is limited. God is limitless. God is infinite. And God can do all right here, right now. So surrender your pain, surrender your anguish, surrender your joys, surrender your happiness, surrender it all to God. And once you release that word, that manifestation of word and thought and feeling, enjoy the silence. Enjoy the peace that it brings you to have all that out. You've given it up, transmuted it to God because you know God is good. And just be. That is how you are in the here and now, is just be. And some people say, I can't meditate, I can't be still that long. Try it for 30 seconds. You don't have to be perfect. Perfect 30 seconds. That's a part of the noble truth. Right thinking. That's part of the Eightfold Path. If you don't think you can do it for a certain time, do what you can 100%. 30 seconds, 100%. Build it up to a minute, 100%. Release and let go of all that fear until you can make it to 30 minutes, until you can make it to an hour, until you can make it to a silent retreat, which, by the way, usually in the silent retreat, it's overnight, and you can do it in a meditative form. That is how you can be right here, right now, and you can do it in the present time when things are going awry, when things feel like dukkha. And we're all going to be in life because this is the world right now that we're in. But dukkha can be transcended. See, that's the third. That's the good news. We can move beyond it. And right now, right here, in this present moment, the best way to do that is to just let go. Let God. So that God, you can discern how God is guiding us to our good. With that, beloveds, let us know that there is a weekly affirmation. And so our denial and affirmation for today. And just sit back. Let me read it to you. Let me say it to you. Just feel the vibration of it. And then if you agree with it, then join me in it, all right? Denial, I release all struggle with my past and for my future. Affirmation, I open new doors to life. I am confident that all that is good is coming to me now. Breathe that in. If that feels right for you, please repeat it with me. And if it doesn't, create something that feels right for you. But here is a foundation. Let's say it together. I release all my struggles with my past and my future. I open new doors to life. I am confident that all that is good is coming to me now. Breathe that in. Let's make it three. Say it one more time together. I release all struggle with my past and for my future. I open new doors to life. I am confident that all that is good is coming to me now. And so it is. Amen.